For the past few weeks, we've been covering some truly epic stranger-than-fiction phenomenon. We did a three-part series on the secret group that controls the Roswell technology since the 1950s. Technology that's five generations more advanced than current commercial technology. We've covered the weaponization of cell phone towers and the risk they pose. We've talked about the Tesla cannon and its ability to fire halfway around the world. We've talked about the different scenarios concerning the Flat Earth PSYOP and what it may be attempting to cover up. And today we're back to boggle your mind with even more stranger than fiction news. We begin this broadcast with a story from the New York Times. BP finds giant oil field deep in Gulf of Mexico. How deep? 32,000 feet deep. The problem with this story is that no fossil has ever been found more than 16,000 feet below the surface. In fact, you can find fossils from the Cambrian period, 48 inches deep in some places. Sometimes they're at the surface. The official story says life never existed at 32,000 feet below the surface. In fact, nothing below 16,000 feet, and the vast majority of the fossils they find are at the surface, or at most 200 feet beneath the surface. So what does this discovery from BP mean? It means either humanity has been going back and forth to Mars for the last 5 billion years, or oil is not a fossil fuel. At least not most of it. In this paper, The Chemistry of Coal, they describe coal as a rock made from sediment. Minerals, not a fossil fuel. Once again, we see that the official story is a lie. There's a chemical formula out there floating around called abiotic oil synthesis, where oil can be made from hydrogen and graphite in nature, and it can happen without previously living materials, without fossils. This means there is no peak oil, there never was peak oil, it never was an issue, and that's why oil is basically crashed. Right after the discovery that led to this article in the New York Times back in 2009, oil crashed like it fell off a cliff. Game over, there is no peak oil. Going to war for oil is useless, it's pointless, we went to Iraq for nothing, the whole thing's a lie, it's a sham. Moving on, this journalist here did a special report on these new mandatory light bulbs, and guess what, they're toxic. Not only do they have mercury like the vaccines, but the amount of radiation coming off these light bulbs is insane. Research suggests that they can cause MS, diabetes, asthma by attacking the immune system, and these light bulbs are basically mandatory. It's just more proof the system is out there to get you. And it turns out these spiral designs make it even worse. It's delicious. Next story up, New York Times again reports cancer shown to be contagious human to human, not by virus, via mosquito. Cancer cells in the blood can jump person to person via the flying syringe we call a mosquito, and people are worried about Zika. Everybody knows the San Bernardino shooting was a false flag attack to push gun control. Liberals commit the crimes in this country, and then liberals come to take your guns. If that don't sound like the Nazis, nothing will. Just like this Uber shooting. We're keeping an eye on it, but it looks like a false flag. Now they're crying to the media they can't unlock an iPhone. They don't need technical support, they need public support. Come on, anybody out there who thinks the FBI forensic team can't crack an iPhone needs some serious coffee. They got some serious waking up to do. This whole media campaign is about changing the law to make what they're doing already legal. That's the agenda, changing the law. They want to take the guns, they want to strip away your rights, and they want to invade your privacy. Because in a slave state, it's a crime to know the Constitution. You don't need a gun, you don't need privacy. FEMA is here to help you out. In other news, the virtual world has arrived. Transhumanists United are moving forward with their agenda by acclimating the public to virtual living. Agenda 2045 not only wants to round you up into major cities, they don't even want you to leave your house. You just strap on these virtual goggles and you can live your life in a virtual world. They'll deliver GMOs directly to your home until you're ready for the ghetto. They're gonna keep you busy until they can round you up to exterminate you. Terminators are on the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's drones today, Terminators tomorrow, and when they get here, it's game over. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.